WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A car turning from Jones Butler onto Harvey Mitchell Parkway ignored a stop sign, crossed the grass median, and then struck a truck headed north, causing it to roll over. The accident occurred around 9:30 Wednesday night and closed northbound Harvey Mitchell for 2 hours. Drivers of both vehicles and a passenger in the car were transported to College Station Medical Center. The driver of the car had life-threatening injuries. Drunk driving is blamed for a six-vehicle accident at University in Texas. Shortly before 9 p.m. Wednesday, a car headed east on University struck the back of an SUV and pushed it into other vehicles stopped at the red light. Two people in the SUV were taken to St. Joseph's, and the driver of the car, 29-year-old Christopher Green of Bryan, was taken to the med, all with non-life-threatening injuries. Green was arrested and charged with his second DWI. A crash during the lunch hour Wednesday that began at University and College and ended at Texas and New Main involved a driver suffering a medical issue. College Station police reported the death of a Caldwell man driving a pickup that rear-ended a car. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the two vehicles became locked by the impact as the driver of the car, pushed by the truck, went east on University, then turned south on Texas.
Of independent witnesses, other witnesses, as the vehicles moved southbound on Texas Avenue, they also saw the GMC pickup pushing the Lexus and saw the driver of the GMC slumped over again as if in some form of medical distress.
Flieger says when the car turned off Texas to New Main, it hit a curb, which separated the vehicles. The truck accelerated, jumped a curb, hit a tree, then hit a brick fence line on the A&M campus. The victim was transported to a local hospital where attempts to revive him were not successful. He was identified as 50-year-old Clifford Degner. Flieger says the driver of the other car was not hurt. There were no passengers in either the car or the truck, and no other vehicles were hit. If you're interested in the proposed routes of a new Grimes County toll road between Plantersville and Todd Mission, you're encouraged to attend an open house today in Navasota.
We'll present six alternatives and we'll share the recommended alternative. A new roadway that will require approximately 400 acres of right-of-way and no relocations are required. So we want everyone to come out and look at the new proposed roadways that we have and to get their feedback on those.
Bob Colwell with the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says today's open house is at the Grimes County Expo Center from 5:30 until 6:30 with a formal presentation to follow. Drivers wondering about a 50-foot-tall geyser at University and the entrance to the former Scott and White Clinic Wednesday can blame a 2-inch cap on an 18-inch water main.
For some reason, it must have been a manufacturing defect or something. That cap blew out, and so that's why we had such a beautiful geyser going straight up in the air, because it was coming out of a 2-inch opening.
College Station Director of Water Services Dave Coleman says despite the impressive nature of the problem, what he called leak-a-palooza, it caused minimal disruption yesterday. Pictures are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
There you are. It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. What about the Anchor Foundation Advantage? Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds today. There could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today 77 to 82. It'll turn partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 55. Tomorrow, partial sunshine's in the forecast. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Clouds, they'll start to return tomorrow night. Lows will be near 50. On Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs near 70 degrees, and we could suffer through cloudiness Sunday as well. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. You were gone for a while, sport boy.
Yes, I was.
You decided to come back, huh?
Yeah, well, in New York, it doesn't take long to run out of money.
New York is like a poo sandwich. The more bread you have, the easier it is to swallow.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Ba-dum-bump.
There you go. So, so how was the weather? Wasn't the weather kind of nasty up there?
Well, it was split. It was schizophrenic weather. The first 2 days, it was rainy and like 39, 40 and kind of miserable. The last 2 days, sunny, 62. It was beautiful.
Oh, well, that's good. That's all right. Yeah, there are a lot of people up there.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Holy cow.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad I'm down here. You didn't invite him to come down here, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's a good thing. All right, these Japanese people get all the fun things. Pudding flavored Kit Kats are now available in
Ooh.
Japan. Yeah.
I do like some Kit Kats.
One restaurant is so in love with these little puppies that they've got a limited edition pudding flavored Kit Kat pizza. I don't know if I'm going for that.
No.
Oh, no. All right.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it does.
It's gross.
Will King will join us in a few minutes from the Bush Library. And right now, Gwen's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, good. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about a lot of things. You know, spring and summer is our really busy time. But one of the big things that I want here to talk about today is family campout. It is coming up here pretty quick. It's April 12th and 13th. And registration is now going online. And you can go to the BryanParksandRecreation.com to do that, or just give us a call and we'll register for you. Adults right now, pre-registration are $7, and children are $5. And you can register at the day of the event, that Saturday, beginning at 3 p.m. out at Austin's Colony Park. That will be $10 for an adult and $7 for children. One of the great features we have this year, you know, you've always been able to rent a tent from us. We make camping the easiest possible
thing
ever.
It is. It's like concierge camping. Yeah.
It is. It's wonderful. But this year, if you choose to need to rent a tent from us, we'll have them out on site.
Okay.
And you
already
just
put up and everything.
And you pay for your tent there, which is like a 4-person tent is $13, 6 persons, $20. And A&M will be out there, and they'll be putting those tents up for you and taking them down.
This is yuppie.
I mean, it's like backyard camping, but, you know, we've got these great campfires going. We've got sing-alongs. We've got family activities and games. We'll play Despicable Me, the movie, that evening.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And we'll have the Blinn Astronomy Club out there again this year with their telescopes. I tell you, 2 years ago, I was looking through one of them, and they're huge, these huge telescopes.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
And saw Saturn. I really didn't believe it. I thought, did you tape that on the end of that telescope? Seriously, because the rings and everything, it was so clear.
Oh,
it was
that's
beautiful.
Fun. That is good. Yeah, you do. You want
so
that.
So it's a great time for the family
sure.
and to get out and really experience, you know, the young families especially, being that it is close in town. And if you choose to go home in the middle of the night, you can very easily. Also, another event we've got coming up is Pitch, Hit, and Run, and that's Saturday, April 26th. That's out at the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex. This is a great event for boys and girls 7 to 14 years of age. It's a free event, and basically what they do is they come out and they can participate to compete by showing off, you know, their skills for a chance to advance, possibly all the way to nationals, which is held on the field before a major league baseball game. And this is anywhere from pitching and hitting and running. So it's a Scott's Major League Baseball sponsored event, and we're really looking forward to doing this again this year. I want to remind people, registrations, we've got this online registration capability now, and it makes things very easy for people to do sign up for things that they really enjoy doing with the Bryan Parks and Recreation. And spring adult basketball is ongoing right now for registration. Our Pee Wee soccer registrations are going on. And Camp Hero, you know, you got your summer coming up, so parents, think about this.
Yep.
You know, these things do fill up, and Camp Hero is one of our most popular camps. We've got Camp Hero, Summer Parks Program. Neal Recreation Center also has a summer camp. And two new aquatic programs we've got registration going on right now is the Aquatic Boot Camp and the Prenatal Postpartum Aquatic Classes. So that is a really fun thing to get if you want to just push yourself a little bit harder in that aquatic boot camp. You have that opportunity to do so in our heated pool.
Oh, yes.
Over at the Aquatic Center. Mm-hmm. So, and then again, I want to really emphasize if you have young teenagers or, you know, 17 older,
uh-huh,
looking for a great summer opportunity to have a lot of fun and make some money. We've got lifeguards we're still looking for.
Best summer job ever.
It is so much fun. And then also,
you're paid to tan. Think about that.
Basically, yeah. We have a great group of kids, and it is a lot of fun. And then the summer camp counselors, you know, all the camps that I mentioned, we mm-hmm. have a lot of positions open for those.
All right, so there you go. And they can they make application online for that as well?
Absolutely. Okay. They can do that. And if they have any questions, they can certainly give us a call at 209-5528.
All right, there you go. Gwen Schelling's here from the City of Bryan. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Will King joins us in a minute.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, and Will King's here this morning from the Bush Library Museum. How are you today?
Doing well.
Well, that's good. You know, a funny story that this week Shirley Jones turned 80, and she decided she wanted a parachute because, you know, 41 did that. He did it first. I think it's probably his, and she shouldn't be trying to steal it from him.
Well, you know, just goes to show you, President Bush is an inspiration on many levels, including in parachute jumping, so that's...
Well,
that's good, and more power to her.
There you go. And maybe an inspiration for Johnny Manziel. I guess last week he went over to Pro Day. That was pretty cool.
Exactly. We'll see how he ends up.
Yeah, that's it. So we have a new exhibit that's opened up too, right?
Yeah, we do. It's our new exhibit on offshore drilling. President Bush, as you know, started his public work in offshore drill, or first of all, in drilling in Midland, Odessa, and then he later moved offshore. So we're focusing specifically on the offshore part of that. And, you know, it's a really... to use a word, it's an ambitious exhibit that we have. Took a lot of time and effort into this. We have, fortunately, very good sponsors and partners and everything through our title sponsor, Shell, Schlumberger, Move Resources, ENSCO, and, of course, the Bush Library Foundation have provided lots of money and expertise into this exhibit. And so it's...
Well, again, most of us just think we pick up the old gas nozzle, we fill up our gas, our engines, and we don't think about everything that it takes. And this, I guess, probably points out what a daunting task it can be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it kind of walks you through the whole thing from just research to exploration to, okay, now that we found it, how do we get it out, the production side of it and everything. And that's one of the things. We had an issues forum speaker a couple months back, and he gave kind of a offshore drilling 101. And just one of the things that really struck me was just the enormity of the entire operation, just the industry itself. And I mean, you talk about ambition. This industry really defines it. Researching, finding the technologies to overcome problems on a massive scale. It's really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard for you to live in these environments, and here they are bringing the oil up from the ocean bottom. Well, okay, on to more pleasant things. We've got Easter time coming up, and of course, that's a big wing ding for y'all.
It is. Our annual Easter event this year is going to be April the 12th from 9:30 until noon. That's, of course, in partnership with the College Station Police Department and, of course, the fine Bryan Broadcasting Stations here, such as WTAW.
Well, now, the actual Easter egg hunt itself, now, that starts when?
That starts at 10 o'clock, okay, and over by?
10 0.3, right? About 3 seconds afterwards. No, but that's it is. It's you have that split up, though, so people understand kind of the dynamics of that. How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. There's three different fields, so you don't have the bigger kids trampling on top of the infants or anything like that. The Easter egg hunt is a great tradition there, but we also have other activities. We have carnival-style games. We have photos with the Easter Bunny, and, of course, the kite-flying contest at 11 o'clock.
Sure. So there you go. That's coming up. Mark your calendars for that, and also the new exhibit on offshore drilling that's there at the Bush Library Museum. If they want some more information, where is it?
More information on our website, bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Also, you can hit us up Facebook and Twitter at Bush Library.
There you go. And, you know, quite honestly, I spent a few days in Midland and Odessa. That's about as desolate as the middle of the ocean. But anyway, we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, that's Will King here from the Bush Library Museum.
If you're into those television video streaming devices, it just got even more competitive. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and mention promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Yesterday, Amazon jumped into the highly competitive and somewhat confusing world of video streaming set-top boxes. They're calling theirs Fire TV, and they're especially going after the more well-known Roku streaming player. This is going to be an interesting battle for customers. Apple has a very loyal and growing customer base with their Apple TV. Google jumped into the fray last year with the Chromecast device. It looked good, but it hasn't set the world on fire, and it probably won't. Amazon's Fire TV is priced at $99, and it will stream 1080p HD video from Netflix, Hulu, and YouTube. But there's one other very interesting feature. Fire TV takes voice commands to search for your favorite programs and movies. No pushing buttons going up and down a grid. Its voice recognition system actually works. Read more about this, plus get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's Commando.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG Appliance Team. LG Turbo Wash and Door-in-Door Refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Texas A&M starts a three-game series with Alabama tomorrow night at Bluebell Park, 6:35 first pitch, 2:05 on Saturday, 1:05 on Sunday. Broadcast time on each of those games will be 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Cole Langford's the Aggie first baseman. He made that transition to first base from being a high school catcher. He's from Houston Lamar, a junior. Had a great year last year, hitting .352. Off to a good start this season as well. I talked to him about making that transition from behind the plate to first base. Cole Langford.
Yeah, loving it. And Coach Stein has been with me every day, helping me out, hitting me extra ground balls and doing everything he can to help me get better. And he's been like the best coach I've ever had for infield and just always helping me out every single day and always helping me when I want to do extra work and stuff. And he's just been the biggest help to me in that transition from catcher to first.
Texas A&M first baseman Cole Langford going from catcher to first base. Aggies and Alabama tomorrow night at 6:35, first pitch, first game of the three-game weekend series. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information. information.
Time for another special event from David Gardner's. It's David Gardner's Let's Rock This Diamond event. It goes on next week, Tuesday through Saturday. That's April the 8th through the 12th, so make your plans. Here's the deal. Flat screen TV with diamond purchase. I mean, that basically says it. David Gardner's, of course, your proud sponsor of Aggie Athletics, and they want to make sure that they lots of man food and beverages there available for you guys to maybe get out of your comfort zone a little bit and go in and start shopping about diamonds. And the thing is, what's great is the staff at David Gardner's understands that you may have some questions that are pretty basic, and that's okay. All right. Go in there and watch a little Aggie Athletics going on and shop diamonds and get questions answered from the specialists at David Gardner's. Very competitively priced diamonds, by the way. I want to certainly make sure that you know that. And, you know, doesn't have to be for an engagement situation. Could be just a course on how to pick a diamond, how to find the diamond that's right for you, and then how diamonds can be used in jewelry. There's specialists there. They understand. You'll walk in and maybe not understand what's going on there. That's their area of expertise. So stop in, and remember, during the Rock This event, David Gardner's has flat-screen TVs with every purchase of diamonds that go on it. David Gardner's, proud sponsor of Aggie Sports, and they're on 911 University Drive, so stop in and see them.
New data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a bigger-than-expected increase last week in the number of workers signing up for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 326,000 new claims nationwide, 16,000 more than the prior week. The Commerce Department reports the nation's trade gap widened in February as exports declined and imports rose. Walgreens says business picked up last month. Sales for drugstores that have been open a year or more were up 3.5% from March of last year. An internet free speech case will be taken up by the Virginia Supreme Court. The closely watched case involves negative reviews of a small carpet cleaning business that were posted anonymously on Yelp. The business owner is suing to force Yelp to reveal the identities of seven reviewers he sued for defamation. Perry Ellis International has posted a loss for the latest quarter. Stock market futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICE.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Keeping up with Harpy Eagles, I'm Bob Hershon, and this is Science Update. The tops of tropical ceiba trees are so big they can be seen from space. Only a tree this huge can support the nests of the harpy eagle, one of the world's largest raptors. But little is known about the family lives of these endangered South American birds because it's so hard to spot their nests from the ground. Wildlife biologist Mike Wallace of the San Diego Zoo Institute for Conservation Research thinks unmanned aircraft could solve the problem.
If we can see those trees from space, we can program the computer to say, okay, look for all of these big trees, and we'll get GPS positions for them.
Then, drones could fly to those locations, determine whether the trees contain nests, and take pictures. Wallace wants to compare the lives of harpy eagles in pristine rainforests to those in more disturbed habitats. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. A soldier stationed at Fort Hood shot and killed three and wounded 16 others before taking his own life. Commanding General Mark Milley told reporters this took place over a 10 to 15 minute period Wednesday afternoon. Milley said all the victims were military employees. He was not asked how many were soldiers. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is calling the shootings at Fort Hood a terrible tragedy.
We don't have any choice here but to address what happened and do everything possible to assure the safety of our men and women who work on these bases and their families.
Asked about security improvements in the aftermath of other shootings at military bases, Hagel said, quote, something's not working when such tragedies take place. A rollover accident around 9:30 Wednesday night closed the northbound lanes of Harvey Mitchell for 2 hours. A car cutting across the grass median at the intersection of Jones Butler and the frontage road struck a truck heading north on the inside lane. The driver of the car was taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. A Bryan man is arrested for his second DWI after his car plowed into the back of an SUV stopped at a red light at University in Texas, pushing it into four other cars. 29-year-old Christopher Green was headed east on University shortly before 9 p.m. Wednesday. Green and two people in the SUV were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. College Station police report a Caldwell man had some sort of medical distress while driving Wednesday. 50-year-old Clifford Degner died while driving his truck, which rear-ended a car that was stopped at University and College. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the vehicles became locked. The driver of the car reported being pushed by the truck as both vehicles continued east on University, then south on Texas. The driver of the car and witnesses told investigators they saw Degner slumped over the wheel. When the driver of the car turned off Texas to New Main, the car hit a curb which separated the vehicles.
The Lexus came to a stop on the grass on the side of the road on the A&M campus. The GMC pickup continued to accelerate forward, jumped the curb, ran over a tree, and then came to a rest against the brick fence line on the A&M campus.
Fire department paramedics determined Degner was suffering a serious medical issue. He was transported to a local hospital where efforts to revive him were not successful. The driver of the car, a 34-year-old man from Bryan, was not hurt. There were no passengers in the car or the truck, and no other vehicles were hit. Members of the Brazos County Extension Office were among those participating in this week's county commission meeting related to using chemicals to kill weeds and brush along roadsides. Extension agent Dusty Tittle spent more than 30 minutes answering questions from landowners upset about the loss of wildflowers and trees from last December's spring. Tittle, who lives in Falls County, says there's been drought conditions on and off since 1996, and that's taken its toll on the trees. Weather conditions will also contribute to what extent trees and plants recover from the chemicals.
If we remain in a drought, then it extends any potential recovery. We need moisture, we need sunshine, we need good growing conditions, is essentially what it comes down to.
Tittle invited landowners to contact the Extension Office to have staff inspect their trees and yards. Initially reported as a leak, it was really a 50-foot geyser from a broken water line Wednesday morning that closed University west of the freeway for about 90 minutes.
Well, what happens, we have an 18-inch water line that goes along University Drive there in front of Scott and White. And during construction, a T was installed to bleed the air out of the line. And that came up, and it had a 2-inch cap in the end of it. And that cap, for some reason, it must have been a manufacturing defect or something, that cap blew out.
College Station Director of Water Services Dave Coleman says what he called leak-a-palooza did not result in any loss of service. The next leg of a new highway from North Houston to Navasota is the subject of an open house today in Navasota. Bob Colwell with the TxDOT office in Bryan says there are six proposals on and one recommendation for the alignment of the highway 249 toll road from Todd Mission to Plantersville.
The Montgomery side of 249 has already started, and this is just to pick up where we would come with 249 into Grimes County.
Several other steps must be taken before construction starts.
After this, we have to go ahead and get our environmental clearance, and then we would start the right-of-way process. At this time, we do not know exactly when that would be.
Thursday's open house, that's tonight, is at the Grimes County Expo Center, following an open house from 5:30 to 6:30. TxDOT will make a formal presentation. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 77 degrees. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the 19th annual Brazos Valley Earth Day celebration, Saturday, April 5th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Wolf Pin Creek. Enjoy a day filled with educational booths, a kids zone, live music, and so much more. Hosted by the cities of Bryan and College Station, Texas A&M University, Brazos Valley Council of Governments, Twin Oaks Landfill and Compost Facility, and Keep Brazos Beautiful. So make plans to attend April 5th at the 19th annual Brazos Valley Earth Day celebration at Wolf Pin Creek. For complete event details, visit BrazosValleyEarthDay.com.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
The 30th annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messina Hop is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit MessinaHop.com today. Call 778-WINE.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Mostly cloudy for today. We may see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up during the day, 77 to 82 this afternoon. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight, lows near 55. Better day tomorrow with partial sun. Highs will be 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, increasingly cloudy, lows near 50. Saturday looks relatively cloudy with highs around 70. We may keep clouds in the forecast into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Again, I don't know how we've lived this long. Despite its widespread use, antibacterial soaps appear to have little or no benefit for the average person who uses it at home, likely because people use them incorrectly.
And what are we doing wrong?
You know, one of these little audio things we have, we call drops. One of the great drops we had, and we lost it during a computer crash about 10 years ago, was Martha Stewart saying, "It astonishes me how people are able to go through life unable to perform the simplest tasks." And I just thought, boy, there you go. That would be Martha Stewart right there in an unguarded moment. But here's the deal. Antibacterial products have been shown to be effective at killing microorganisms in hospitals and other healthcare settings, but there's little evidence that these products are any more beneficial than just regular soap for the general population. This lack of benefit may be because people often do not use the products correctly to effectively kill microbes. People need to wash their hands with antibacterial products for 20 to 30 seconds. But studies show people use the soap about 6 seconds on average.
Well, we're always supposed to wash our hands longer than we do.
You're supposed to sing happy birthday twice.
Twice. Yeah.
And again, I don't know how happy birthday got involved in this, but that's good PR on their part.
Well, and my mom was listening earlier. She's listening from San Antonio. She said, her mom, my grandma, said kids eating a little dirt kept them healthy. You can play in the sandbox and throw mud pies without fear.
Yeah, they're well, you know, and there's certainly there's stuff now in there that's not as healthy as it used to be.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I think maybe we're more aware of it, but there's something to be said for low level exposure to reasonably harmless.
Well, and yes,
bugs.
Exactly. And I think you'll talk. I'm not a doctor, and I'll play one on the radio, but you know. The first thing that a lot of people would do with allergy tests is find out what you're allergic to, and they just start giving you a little bit of that. You know, slowly but surely, your body then actually takes over the process of it. But what's different then, with all due respect to your mom and grandma, is what are the other chemicals that we are putting in our bodies now, or substances that we didn't then, and is that stuff going to end up, you know, the old joke, wheat bran, the silent killer. You know, we'll find out in 20 years that stuff was really not good for us, and here we were trying to think we were healthy by doing that. In the meantime, 19-year-old student arrested Sunday morning after police say he used a flower pot to break into a South Bend, Indiana business for a bite to eat. Brian McCurran didn't break into a grocery store or a convenience store or even a restaurant, for that matter. Nope. He was arrested. He caused thousands of dollars worth of damage when he broke into a spa. But he did hit the Munchies jackpot because inside he found...
I had a Hot Pocket for dinner.
Yeah.
Anybody else have a Hot Pocket? Never really see that on a menu, you know? I will have a Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. There's no waiter coming up to you. Well, let's see. Today's specials, we have a sea bass, which is flambéed, and we have a Hot Pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave.
Yes!
That comes with a side of Metamucil. Is the Hot Pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen. I'll have the Hot Pocket. I buy Hot Pockets. I go in grocery stores. I'm like, yeah, I'll get these. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They actually have a warning printed on the side. It said, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
I hope you're drunk or heading home to a trailer. You hillbilly. Enjoy the next NASCAR event. Hot Pocket.
Jim Gaffigan, I love him. He's great. There you are. All right, so the Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory fan, are you?
I watched
it. Yeah, I was for a while.
The Big Bang Theory teaming up with Lucasfilms for an epic Star Wars episode timed to Star Wars Day. The Proton Transmogrification. This would be the episode set to air May 1 and timed with the annual May 4th Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
That's it. The gang gets together to celebrate the annual geek holiday when Sheldon is guided by visions of his childhood idol and mentor, Professor Proton, played by Bob Newhart, who appears to the socially challenged genius as his Jedi master. And for the episode, the CBS comedy team, with a group of special effects technicians from Lucasfilm's Industrial Light and Magic, will recreate Dagobah. Is that right?
Dagobah.
Thank you. Okay.
Say it however you want.
Yeah, hang around. The remote world of swamps and forests that served as a refuge for Yoda during his exile.
That is where Yoda was.
Yeah. All right. Okay, got that done. It's 8:43.
Yes, you did. Did you? No, I can't do it.
About it. So anyhow, kind of an interesting story here. Financial Times columnist Lucy Kellaway was asked how many hours she worked per week. And after some consideration, she wrote 45. Later, she posed that question to some acquaintances. One is a lawyer, one is the director of a company, and found that they estimated much higher numbers. The lawyer said 65, the director said 75. Studies have shown that we have a tendency to overestimate how much work we do.
Yeah, we're just bragging we work more than anybody else. Yeah.
Not here, okay? Secret's out, I'm sorry. You know, that we can't be doing that. But, you know, You got stuff to do? Oh, yeah, it's radio work. Oh, well, radio work. Oh, well, you do that.
That okay. ain't work.
Yeah, researchers think there are two reasons for this. First is to, it has to do with status. The lower you are on the pecking order, the lower the value that you put on your own contribution. So if you're the CEO, you rate your own work so highly that the quality of that work, of course, is going to become distorted in your own mind. Yeah. Go into the boss and say that.
Yeah, try that once.
A really good thing. Why don't you just stop in and say, you know, I really work a lot harder than you. But it also has to do with work as a badge of honor. A man's worth was once measured by how much leisure time he had, and that was more important than how much money. Now, that is harder to, you know, you can't pass your wealth down to kids anymore because you're having to use it. And so maybe you measure it through human capital, if you will. Best way to measure that would be through hard work. So, again, you may think you work harder, but I'm saying don't try to convince the boss. It probably would be counterproductive just because. And then...
So walking into Mr. Downs at this point and saying, we work really hard.
He's not here right now, so that's good.
Aggie Odenaga Drive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
There's big news at Subway Restaurants, announcing the $5.75 Fresh Value Meal of the Day. Now, every day, 7 days a week, you can enjoy a regular 6-inch sub, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for just $5.75. So pick out your favorite sub, turkey breast and Black Forest ham on Monday, Italian BMT on Thursday, or tuna on Friday. The Fresh Value Meal of the Day, just $5.75 every day of the week. Subway, eat fresh. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras, plus tax when applicable. Excludes premium and supreme sub. See store for details.
Nobody does steak and cheese like Subway. Stop by today for a tasty trio of steak subs that covers the full spectrum of flavor. Our Hunger Bustin' Steak and Bacon Melt is always a classic. Or kick it up a notch with the Chipotle Steak and Cheese. And if you want to bring the heat, try the Sriracha Steak Melt. Each member of this toasty trio is topped with melty cheese on your choice of freshly baked bread. Treat your taste buds at Subway today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's about 14 till. We don't know yet. I was talking to a guy the other day who lives in Michigan most of the year, and a friend of his is in public works, and said that up there they're just waiting for the ground to warm up all the way down, about 8 or 10 feet, before they can start digging in and checking all the stuff that needs to be checked. And, you know, because of all the cold weather and extended cold weather up there, I mean, I can't imagine what pothole patrol is going to be like. Because the roads are going to be in really, really bad shape. So we think about that. Spring is here, and the potholes are springing up everywhere. They can do some serious damage to your vehicle. If a pothole is in your path, you really want to slow down and avoid it at all costs. Always assume it's bigger than it looks. Potholes that are filled with water, of course, can obviously be deceiving, especially if you see small children or animals playing in it. Then it's really deep. Also want to leave plenty of room between you and the car in front of you to avoid sneak pothole attacks. When all else fails and there's no avoiding a direct hit, drive straight into the pothole, okay? Turning the wheel at the last moment will worsen the impact, causing more damage to the tire, the wheel, and the suspension of your vehicle. So, there. And as you drive by and see how green the golf course is, how green is my lawn, think about that. Iron is what makes the difference. It's a trick that a lot of golf courses rely on. Greening the grass with an application of iron. There's several lawn products containing iron. Ironite happens to be one of them. Greening the lawn with iron won't cause your grass to grow faster, but it looks greener. Iron's also good for the soil and can even help prevent disease from spreading.
That's a good place to put your wheat brand then.
Yeah, it's right there. I agree. Absolutely. It's a healthy, healthy lawn. Just go out there and munch right into that. It ought to be just fine. But that is one of the things that's really cool about being in College Station, Texas, is since we have the extension service based here, can find out how to do it, but they'll do soil testing for you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that they do is I had this stuff growing in my lawn that I didn't want. It was the greenest thing out there, but I didn't want it. And you can take a picture of it and send it to them, and they'll ID it and let you know what to do to get rid of it, which is kind of neat. That's pretty cool. We have a resource here, so take advantage of it whenever you possibly can. And while your dog likes to eat other food, cat food is not the right thing for your dog, okay? You should not feed dog food to cats nor cat food to dogs, and here's why. Because cats are true carnivores, and they require an all-meat diet. Dogs are omnivorous. They can survive on about anything. Is that why cats are so finicky? Okay. If you give them a hot dog, do they eat that? Because that's, you know, there's filler in there.
We got a cat that likes olive pits.
Really?
Yeah.
The pit of an olive?
Yep.
Plays with it?
Licks it, eats it. Anytime he knows the sound of the olive jar and, like, freaks out.
See,
really?
See? Well, that's interesting. But, I mean, plays with it a long time or just swallows it down?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's...
accidentally got unpitted olives one time, and I just left them there in a little tray and came back, and all the meat was just taken off.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you get any that are unpitted or that are pitted and the
no,
cat
haven't
standing
done
there. Yeah.
Haven't done that since.
Yeah, don't make...
We try not to feed him that, but...
Yeah, don't want to make Fluffy mad.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
So when you get the pizza there at the Zinard House, you go ahead and get olives on there for the cat, right?
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Boy, all the green is nice out there, and what a great opportunity for you to head out to Peach Creek Vineyards, as a matter of fact, this weekend. And also remember, though, that this weekend and next weekend are continuations of the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail. Now, you can get tickets. You'll find a link on the Peach Creek Vineyards Facebook, but also you can buy the tickets at the TexasBluebonnetWineTrail.com. And what that does is you go to each winery that participates in the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail. You receive two wine tastings and an appetizer portion food pairing to go along with it. So that'll be going on this weekend and next weekend at Peachtree Vineyards and other vineyards around the area. So take advantage of that. And, of course, they're excited to introduce you to their three new wines that just came out, and they'll have some more coming soon. They've got a sweet Lenore called Valiente, Tesoro Rojo, which is a dry Lenore that's been oaked, and then Regal Red, which is a Texas Malbec. So can get a sample of those. And they have sample tastings, wine by the glass, wine by the bottle. You can bring your own snacks if you want to, or you can buy s'mores packages and cracker trays. Open generally Saturdays from noon until 6 and Sundays 1 until 5, but other times on request. So why not go to the website and get the contact info? And don't forget they have a gift shop there too. PeachCreekVineyards.com. And again, this weekend and next weekend, it's an opportunity for you to get on the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the Can't Miss Car Buying Event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield. Stock number 14799A, 2008 Suzuki Reno, selling price $50.59, 60 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
And rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
It's about 6 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Rachel Koenig, you remember her? She was that New Jersey teen who made headlines last month suing her parents for college tuition. Okay, well, she's been awarded a college scholarship from Western New England University. It's where she decided to go. She announced it in a Facebook post, full price for this school year, tuition, books, fees, room, all that stuff. About $47,000, the amount of the scholarship, $56,000. So there you are. By the way, drop the lawsuit if you'll recall. A violent brawl erupted, marred another college baseball game last night as the benches cleared in the 10th inning of a game between Arkansas Little Rock and Central Arkansas.
Oh, heated rivalry.
Lots of video postings on this. Touched off after an argument in the infield, just feet in front of the plate between the coach, Scott Norwood. Boy, his name is familiar.
Yeah, it is to me, too.
Let me look. He's from Arkansas Little Rock. And the Central Arkansas coach named Alan Gum, which resulted in Norwood doing a face-first into the dirt with players quickly converging. Now, the video of the incident, taken from a lot of angles in the stands, show the two coaches yelling at each other from across the diamond and eventually reaching one another in right there in the infield. But then another coach or a player, who's number four, I don't know who that is, from Central Arkansas, is shown running up and shoving Norwood, and he falls face first into the ground. Thus, the brawl begins. Can hear fans yelling, gasping, the whole thing. Anyhow, it's
Scott Norwood?
Yeah.
Field goal kicker for the Buffalo Bills, the one that missed right.
Is it the same one?
No, I don't know, but so. That's where yeah. the Scott okay. Norwood came yeah. from.
Well, and the reason that, you know, it's kind of news, a game, there was a game last Tuesday between Florida Seminoles and the Gators.
Yeah, fact. We talked about that one, and yeah. it turned ugly.
It did, matter of fact. And Jameis Winston, the Heisman Trophy winner, was involved.
Got yanked
in
out of it by the police.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's baseball's good, but they get a little bit. You know, they don't get a chance to. That's one of the things about baseball. You know, in football, in basketball, in soccer, you have a. You know, if your testosterone's got you really ramped up, and you're really. You know, you want to hit something.
You can.
Yeah, and you can do that. Hitting the baseball doesn't quite get it out of your system, and so that's why I think that probably happens from time to time.
And you can't do it at the plate anymore.
No. Yeah, that's, yeah, really. Getting to play, be playing two below baseball. Just saying. 4 minutes till. America may be waving bye-bye to the microwave.
Why?
Well, we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Microwave sales have pretty much tumbled or remained static since the days when it was really good in 2004.
Because everybody's got one.
Well, it could have something to do with the fact that 90% of homes do have one, and that could well be. But, I mean, it's not like, oh, gosh, I think I need to buy a second microwave. You know, not like a computer where you might do that. Sales of frozen foods are also taking a hit. Nearly 60 years of sustained growth, but now microwavable popcorn sales are slowing down. Well, how else do you do that? I mean, if you're going to have popcorn.
I do it on the stovetop.
Do you do that?
Absolutely.
The what is that
it
called?
It is delicious stuff. Oh, no, not Jiffy Pop.
Oh, really?
I take a little saucepan and put some oil in there, get the oil nice and hot, throw the kernels in, and we got popcorn.
And how do you stir it?
You shake the pan.
Same way you do Jiffy Pop. But yeah, you just keep it moving.
But you have to stand there.
I know, and it's so worth it.
Now, gas or electric stove?
Gas.
Okay, now see,
big difference. I know.
Yes, I think that makes a massive
difference.
Huge. Huge.
Because I'm all electric, and so I can't do that. But
I'm never going back to electric.
Patrick also rides a horse to work each morning. Yeah.
And he takes a slate and writes the news on it and wipes it clean with his elbow. Yeah, I know, exactly. Nothing like a little.
You're not
robot.
Far from the truth. Yeah.
Now, wait, which reminds me, I have got to. This is job one or two or three, whatever. As soon as I finish doing the radio this morning, did you hear about the Mennonite video?
What? No.
Okay. This is a video, and I mean, I think you just go onto YouTube and do Mennonite video.
All right.
This is like 80 guys who walk inside of a house. You have to understand that Mennonites do not use electricity, okay? And they lift the house up, and they walk. They do a little group walk with this house, they move the house. It's just to the other side of a hill, but when they get there, they have to turn it. They have to rotate it so it'll be facing correctly. Now, that's pretty amazing. In today's world, when you think about what's happening, okay, what's important to you, what goes on in your life, and here are these men physically lifting this house up and moving.
Oh, and there's a ton of them.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I think there are 80 of them.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. And you can see their little legs from the
exactly.
inside.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like a caterpillar. I mean, yeah. But I mean,
or like a little pill bug.
Yeah, that's it. They do it. I mean, that's the way their world works. So today, when your computer doesn't reboot fast enough, you know, when something happens not quite quickly enough,